Unlock big savings and add style and security to your home with high-quality Schlage door locks from Menards. Whether you're looking for a traditional interior lock or a Wi-Fi-compatible electronic lock, Menards has you covered. With more than 200 options of Schlage door locks in stock, save big on all door locks. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. This is the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast. And this is another survivor story.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready.
Awesome. All right. So today, we're focusing on one listener's experience. We're diving into your story about Linda. And it's really personal, so thanks for trusting us with it. You know, you'd sent this incredible letter to the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast.
Oh, I love that podcast.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? And it's so important to find those communities, you know, to connect with people who get it.
Huge.
So in your letter, you talked about how Linda, you know, to the outside world, she was this perfect mom. But behind closed doors, it was a whole different story.
Right. And that's a common theme we see, this kind of like double life.
Exactly. And what really struck me was how early on those red flags started popping up for you. Like you mentioned struggling with math in first grade.
Which, by the way, is totally normal. Right. Like every kid struggles with something at that age. But you said Linda's reaction was to call you like stupid and just walk away.
At 6 years old.
6 years old. Can you imagine?
That's so tough. At that age, you're just starting to figure out who you are, what love is.
It's like your whole world revolves around your parents, and their love should be the one constant, you know?
Exactly. And when that love feels conditional, like it's based on achievements or being good at something, It can really mess with a kid's sense of self.
Which you talked about in your letter, that feeling of never being good enough. You craved that mother-daughter bond you saw with your friends, that genuine closeness.
You were longing for that validation, that unconditional love, which is so understandable. And when those needs aren't met, it can lead to what we call insecure attachment.
Insecure attachment.
Yeah, it's this deep-seated belief that love is something you have to earn, not something that's just given freely.
Wow. So basically you grow up thinking, I have to prove myself worthy of love.
Exactly. And it makes sense, right? When that's all you've known.
It's heartbreaking, really. And it explains why you talked about constantly seeking Linda's approval, even as an adult, like with that writing contest you mentioned. You were 12, you poured your heart into it, and you won.
Which should be an amazing moment for a 12-year-old.
Totally. A moment to celebrate. But you said Linda's reaction was almost dismissive.
Interesting. How so?
Well, instead of being proud, she warned you not to get cocky.
Ah, there it is. The classic narcissistic trait. The inability to genuinely celebrate someone else's success.
Even their own child's success.
Especially their own child's. It's like they feel threatened by it.
Threatened? How so?
Well, it's almost like in their minds, your achievement takes something away from them.
So they have to minimize it to keep the focus on themselves.
Exactly. And that often leads to more subtle but equally damaging control tactics.
Which, sadly, is what we'll unpack next. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Like, you talked about those guilt trips, about not calling Linda often enough, or how she'd disguise criticism as concern. Like about your choices, your relationships, your career.
Oh, classic.
Yeah.
It's subtle, but man, is it manipulative.
Totally.
It flies under the radar, you know? It's hard to even recognize it as abuse sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially when it's coming from your own parent.
Exactly. Someone who's supposed to love you no matter what. And then there's that story about your boyfriend. You know how Linda actually called him up to tell him you were too much for him?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow is right.
That's something else.
It really is.
It just shows how far someone with narcissistic tendencies will go to control their environment, the people around them.
Their own child's happiness doesn't even factor in.
Exactly. It's all about their needs, their need for control.
So when you try to break free, become independent.
It's a threat to their carefully constructed world, you know?
And their reaction is to try to regain that control.
Through manipulation, sabotage, whatever it takes.
Which makes your decision to go no contact with Linda even more powerful. It's like, as painful as it was, you chose yourself, and you said it so well in your letter. This wasn't giving up. It was an act of self-preservation.
Powerful.
Really powerful.
It takes immense courage to do that, to break free from those patterns, especially with a parent. And to anyone listening, anyone struggling with that same decision, you are not alone.
Seriously.
It's a process. healing from this kind of dynamic. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to ask for help, to reach out for support.
Absolutely, because it's not like everything magically gets better overnight, right? Yeah. You made this incredibly brave choice to step away from a toxic situation, but the effects, the scars, they linger. Like you said, you still hear Linda's voice in your head sometimes, that inner critic telling you you're not good enough.
Absolutely. That's so common. It just shows how deeply ingrained those messages can become.
It's like they're on a loop in your brain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why self-compassion is so crucial during healing.
Self-compassion, what does that look like in this situation?
Well, it's about acknowledging the pain, the anger, all of it, without judgment.
Giving yourself permission to feel those things.
Exactly. Because you've been through a lot.
It's like giving yourself a break, you know?
Exactly. Like cutting yourself some slack. Because you deserve it.
Totally.
And that's where therapy can be so helpful, too.
Yeah, you mentioned in your letter that you'd started seeing a therapist. How's that been going?
Well, therapy provides this safe space, you know, to unpack all of that, all those years of ingrained beliefs.
Yeah, like that you're not good enough, that you have to earn love.
Exactly. And it gives you the tools to start challenging those thoughts.
To rewrite the narrative.
Exactly. To reclaim your own story.
And your letter, I have to say, it's a testament to that, to finding your voice. After years of, like, being silenced.
It's huge.
It really is.
By sharing your experiences, you know, with the Narcissist Survivor Society, you're not only processing your own journey, but you're potentially helping others who resonate with your story, who might be going through something similar.
That's so true. You never know who you're going to impact by speaking your truth. And reading your letter, I was just so struck by your resilience.
I hear that.
Like, even amidst all the pain, all the challenges, you found the strength to break free, to choose yourself.
That's the ultimate act of strength, isn't it?
It really is.
Choosing yourself.
Especially after years of being told, you know, directly or indirectly, that you're not worthy of that choice.
And it's a journey, healing. There will be ups and downs, good days and bad days.
Oh, for sure.
But you're on the right path.
And you're not alone.
Never.
You have this whole community, this tribe of survivors.
Cheering you on every step of the way.
And remember, you are worthy of love, of happiness, of a life free from Linda's expectations.
And on that note, that's our deep dive for today.
Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Until next time.
Thank you for listening to another survivor story on the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast. Do you have a story about overcoming narcissistic abuse? We invite you to share your experience and help others heal. Reach out to us on TikTok, Facebook, or Instagram. Just subscribe and send us a direct message with your survivor story. Your story could be featured in an upcoming episode of the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast.